Intro, Wednesday, December 6, 1989, Festival of Lessons and Carols, Dr. James Good.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who makest us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of thy only Son, Jesus Christ, grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, so may we, made thy children by adoption and grace, be daily renewed by thy Holy Spirit.
O thou who hast promised to heed the cries of thy children, hear us as we pray for peace and goodwill over all the earth. For the poor and the helpless,
these prayers and praises we humbly offer in the words which Christ himself hath taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The prophet foretells the coming of the Savior. The people who walked in gloom have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep shadows, on them has light shined. For to us a child is born, to us an heir is given, and the government will be on the shoulder of that one whose name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father and Mother, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of that government and of peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over David's kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the God of hosts will do this.
From the prophet Isaiah, the peace that Christ will bring is foreshown. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall feed, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The sucking child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel salutes the Virgin Mary. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town in Galilee named Nazareth with a message for a girl betrothed to a man by the name of Joseph, a descendant of David. The girl's name was Mary. And the angel went in and said to her, "Greetings, most favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was deeply troubled by what he said and wondered what this greeting might mean. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for God has been gracious to you. You shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall give him the name Jesus. He will be great. He will bear the title Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will be king over Israel. Forever and ever, his reign shall never end." "How can this be?" said Mary. "I'm still a virgin." And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and for that reason the holy child to be born will be called Son of God." "Here am I," said Mary. "I am the Lord's servant, as you have spoken. So be it." And then the angel left her.
St. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
The shepherds go to the manger. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of God appeared to them, and the glory of God shone round them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Sovereign. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom God is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which God has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father.
Almighty God, who sent a star to guide persons to that holy child, Jesus, we praise you for Jesus Christ, who came to save us from our sins. We thank you for the prophet's hope, the angel's song, for the birth in Bethlehem. We thank you that in Jesus you joined us, sharing human hurts and pleasures. Glory to you for your wonderful love. Glory to you, eternal God, through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of lords and King of kings. All glory to you, great God, for the gift of your Son, light in darkness and hope for the world, whom you sent to save mankind all over. With singing angels, let us praise your name and tell the earth the story, so that all persons may believe and rejoice and bow down and acknowledge your love. We offer our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.